It's Sexplanation's 69th episode, so let's talk about the sexiest number, 69.
How you doing?
Wonderful!
Awesome! Big day!
Big day! The return of Robbie Gold!
That's right! The kicker that is the best picker. I don't know what I'm talking about, Lou. I'm kind of hungover.
Really?
Yes! Last night's Toys for Tots benefit was huge!
Fantastic.
Yeah, baby. And really,
alrighty.
Thanks to you guys, too, for helping us kick it off and making that two-week period just sing, baby. And also, you know, how much longer do you want to go? I'm willing to help to load up and get that done for you.
What the hell are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Jesus, Kamesh.
What the frick are you talking about, frick? The kicker, that's the fricker. That's what I wanted. The kicker, that's the fricker. Hello. No, I'm saying how long you want to do your Toys for Tots bins until you...
Well, I've already taken one up there. We're working on our second.
Awesome. So today, ladies and germs, bring in those unwrapped toys, right?
Right.
And I've got a special toy that was picked out by the Marines to give to Lou today.
Fantastic.
Do you understand that, Lou?
Yes. So back to football.
All right, Bears versus 69ers, Lou. My favorite team. Go ahead.
Yep. And Robbie Gold's going to beat them.
That's exactly.
Last second field goal, 63-yarder.
I would say, Lou, it's going to be a 69-yarder. Ooh! Or a
49-yarder. Wow.
Ooh!
There you go.
Robbie Gold. Yeah, I think he's at 98% this year, whereas Cairo Egypt is missed his first one.
Yes. Well, we're one step closer to the third kicker.
Well, speaking of the kicker, the picker, and the fricker, who's your picker of the week, Lou? Hello?
Dale Spook Grossman.
Dale Spook Grossman. Lou, why are you picking Dale Spook Grossman?
Because he has a firm hold on last place.
That is true, Lou. That is true. Lou, my picker of the week is Empire Ryan Salzewelder, who won his second Emmy last night for Weekend Workbench, and I think that has to do with the Lou demographic, because you always would have that on Sunday.
Maybe it does.
And also, too, you know, Ryan's his own man. He is a self-made actor. He is the most successful actor I know in Chicago. Of course, representing Empire. That's why he is Empire Carpet. That's why he's Empire Ryan. And Weekend Workbench, even though it's not on the air anymore, or it's not making new episodes, just won its second Emmy last night. Lou, he's coming over for a Bloody Mary, so get that ready.
Oh, by all means, I'll start practicing. I mean, if Ryan's walking through the door, holy shit, let's get off the red carpet.
Yes, let's do that, Lou. Let's do that. So, cool. We got another bin out. We got some more unwrapped toys. We're going to also, today is the motorcycle ride, Lou. It's beautiful. It's too bad they're not coming by the Sovereign, because we'd be open door policy, those guys.
Yes.
And you don't often have an open door policy, right?
I always have an open door policy.
Lou, you're kind of bamboozled by my patter today. What's up?
Nothing's up.
You ready for your question of the week?
I'm all ears.
What does the number 69 signify to you, Lou?
Really? Really? Have an outstanding week and go Bears!
This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Numerology Service. When you have a number you need to interpret, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou Numbers You! Yeah!